Let's stay with this subject for a moment. On yesterday's program, we heard the way that Pakistan's government exerts only nominal control over some of its territory, the tribal areas along the border with Afghanistan. Those areas are where the United States has been launching airstrikes against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda from unmanned drones. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, there's debate over what legal authority the U.S. has to attack Pakistan's tribal areas.
The U.S. does not talk openly about the missile strikes on Pakistan's tribal areas, except to say that Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants have been killed in some 30 aerial attacks since August. Pakistan's government has frequently complained about the attacks, particularly the increasing loss of civilian lives. Still, many people assume Pakistan has quietly given its tacit approval for the strikes. If that's true, then Pakistan needs to make that consent both explicit and public, says Mary Ellen O'Connell, a professor of international law at the University of Notre Dame. That way, O'Connell says, it will be clear the U.S. has full legal authority to launch the attacks on the tribal regions.
Right now, we're in this middle ground where they don't say it's okay, but they also don't say stop it now. And we're playing along with that, and I don't think it's a good position to be in.
It's unlikely Pakistan's government will give permission publicly for the drone attacks anytime soon. Anti-Americanism is rife in Pakistan, and the government there is fragile. But some analysts say the U.S. doesn't actually need Pakistan's consent to strike the tribal areas, because they're seen as an ungoverned territory, and under international law are open to attack if warranted. Thomas Johnson, a professor at the Naval Postgraduate School, doesn't buy that argument.
To talk about the tribal areas and ungoverned space, I think, is sort of Western arrogance. This is not to suggest there's not chaos and anarchy there, but for 200 years, it's had a very strong governance, but it's been based on tribal traditions and tribal mores, very different from the Western conception of, quote, governance.
But Harvey Rishkoff, a professor at the National War College, says the U.S. is within its rights to pursue Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants who regularly launch cross-border attacks in neighboring Afghanistan.
We also have the doctrine of hot pursuit. So the doctrine of hot pursuit argues for there are times when you can violate geographical space when you're in hot pursuit.
Michael Scharf, the director of the International Law Center at Case Western Reserve University School of Law, says under Article 51 of the UN Charter, a country is allowed to use force against another country when it's been subject to an armed attack.
Here's the caveat. Normally, you're only allowed to use force in armed attack when the other country that you're attacking is responsible. And here, Pakistan is not responsible for the armed attack directly.
When Congress passed the Use of Military Force Resolution in September 2001, it authorized the U.S. to go into any area to attack the nations, people, or organizations involved in the 9/11 attacks. Notre Dame University law professor Mary Ellen O'Connell.
But that's just U.S. domestic law and has no impact on what our rights are internationally. International law has different rules, and the law that counts for our interactions with both Afghanistan and Pakistan is international law.
But Rishkoff says the 9/11 attacks illuminated a new type of threat, and that brings into question how to fight it, such as the drone attacks in Pakistan.
It's a very, very complex and difficult set of legal questions and political questions. You realize when you start pulling on that string, a whole new set of problems, issues, legal institutions are brought into question.
Ruth Wedgwood, a professor of international law at Johns Hopkins University, says at the end of the day, the U.S. may just want to keep its legal authority for the missile strikes ambiguous, deliberately, strategically ambiguous.
Sometimes legal issues are kept undefined almost on purpose. I think some standards are left hazy, both because they're still emerging and because people think that a bright line rule would encourage the practice too much.
The practice of drone attacks on Pakistan's tribal areas shows no sign of abating. Late last week, the U.S. launched more missile strikes in the region. The Pentagon had no comment. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.